This is the Hot Corner for the week of July the 19th to July the 24th. Man, is July ever going by fast.
This is the Hot Corner on the Sports Superstation with your host, Ryan McKenna.
Hi, and welcome to the Hot Corner, the source for all your Major League Baseball weekly needs. I'm your host, Ryan McKenna, and you're listening to us on the Sports Superstation. In our 9th episode, we're back with a more energized crew than last week, and I guess a little bit more sore crew. 105 pitches and one hitters will do that to you. Anyways, in this episode, we will look strictly at the news part of baseball this past week due to time restraints, and really, there was quite a bit of news this week. Anyways, look for the injury report to be in written format just below this podcast. I hope you enjoy the episode, and here is our news.
The Hot Corner News.
The biggest news of the past week was news coming out of the Windy City. Cubs manager Lou Piniella, at the age of 66, announced he would retire come season's end. Unfortunately, for baseball fans, we will only have the rest of the year to watch Sweet Lou throw some base tossing, cursing, and full of other things, tantrums, as he said he just wants to spend more time with his family. With a .519 winning percentage as manager, Piniella only trails the likes of Bobby Cox, Joe Torre, and Tony La Russa for more wins as active managers. Although Piniella says his job for the rest of the season is far from over, candidates for the managerial position have already begun. Ryne Sandberg, who is managing the Cubs' AAA affiliate and is a former Cubs player, is one of the leading candidates for the job. Andre Dawson will be the only inductee in the 2010 class of the Baseball Hall of Fame. Dawson, who spent most of his career as a Montreal Expo, got the call in his 9th year of eligibility. Hitting 438 home runs in his career, along with over 1,500 RBIs, not to mention a NL Rookie of the Year in 1977 and a NL MVP in 1987, Dawson was a fun player to watch. Or so says the ones old enough to watch him. Just kidding, Papagay. Good for you, Andre. The Expos really needed somebody in that Baseball Hall of Fame. That's good for the reputation of the club, even though they aren't even a club anymore. Major League Baseball handed down a ton of suspensions this week. It started off with Atlanta Braves and their pitcher Johnny Venters, where he was suspended 4 games and fined for throwing consecutive pitches at Prince Fielder of the Brewers. Bobby Cox also received a 1-game suspension, as both clubs were warned prior to Venters hitting Fielder. All of this doesn't seem to faze Fielder, who has been speculated in many trade talks this past week, especially with the Chicago White Sox, as he said, quote, "I don't really care," end quote. Next, it was the Los Angeles Dodgers and pitcher Clayton Kershaw. The Southpaw got suspended 5 games for intentionally throwing at Giants outfielder Aaron Rowan, while Joe Torre got suspended 1 game as the home plate umpire had warned teams in the inning prior, and finally bench coach Bob Schaefer was suspended 1 game for making a scene during the game. Kershaw appealed the suspension, therefore he will be able to pitch until the review process is completed. And finally, Orioles player Ty Wigington was suspended 3 games for absolutely losing it at first base umpire Gary Darling last night on a close play at first. Darling claimed Wigington bumped him, therefore the suspension, along with a $2,500 fine, was issued. Wigington will appeal the suspension. The White House was involved in some MLB news this past week. Michelle Obama, the First Lady, along with the rest of the White House, the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the Ad Council, Major League Baseball, and the Major League Baseball Players Association announced a new program to make kids not look like Reed Gallant this past week. Michelle Obama announced the Let's Move campaign with a goal to get young kids of America, along with the kids around the rest of the world, to eat and be more healthy. Speaking to kids of the Baltimore Boys and Girls Club of America, Obama said, quote, "We've got to get you guys focused and moving." When these players were kids, they found a sport that they loved. They practiced and practiced and practiced until they were better at it than anybody else. We want you guys to do the same thing. End quote. Bud Black will remain the manager of the San Diego Padres for the next little while. Black signed a 3-year extension with the Padres on Monday. The Padres are playing great ball this year and still sit atop the NL West standings with a 56-39 record at press time. General Manager Jed Hoyer states that in these comments to UPI.com, quote, that Black, he and his staff are exceptionally well prepared. He embraces the challenge of teaching young players, and most importantly, the players compete for him every night. You gotta wonder, folks, with Kevin McKenna, my pops, and Black being the same tender age of 53, that Papa K might just get his chance sometime soon. Nat. Rocco Baldelli is making a return to baseball. The 28-year-old outfielder who last played with the Boston Red Sox last year was a special advisor to the Rays for the better part of this season, taking part in a lot of the team's drills before games and whatnot. Baldelli hasn't been playing due to a shoulder injury, and the rehabilitation of that injury has caused him to be not an everyday player. The two sides' deal is a minor league contract, and he will start in Class A Charlotte. Looking for some bullpen help, the New York Mets went out and got former Mariners reliever Chad Cordero from free agency. Cordero missed all of 09 due to injury, and when he was demoted by the Mariners earlier this year, he refused assignment and became a free agent. The Mets aren't out of it yet in that NL East division. Also looking to spend more time with his family, much like Lou Piniella, Pedro Martinez announced that he will not pitch in 2010. Reports indicated that Martinez, who was a key part to the Phillies winning the pennant last year, was going to play with the Phillies again this year. Martinez says he is not ready to retire, however, he will have to wait and see how things go for the 3-time Cy Young Award winner. A team that everyone is talking about around next week's trade deadline, the Kansas City Royals, they made one deal this past week, as they acquired pitcher Will Smith and Sean O'Sullivan from the Los Angeles Angels for middle infielder slash third baseman Alberto Colasbo. Colasbo has been having a solid year with the Royals, so it should be interesting to see how he pans out for the Angels down the stretch. Former Cardinals closer Jason Isringhausen was signed to a minor league contract by the Cincinnati Reds this past week. Isringhausen, who had Tommy J surgery in last August, is said to need to go through spring training once again, and don't expect him to be in the lineup anytime soon. MLB started random HGH testing in the minor leagues this week. The tests are blood tests, which is a new method to try and catch players using performance-enhancing drugs. To go along with this news, there was 5 more minor league players suspended for performance-enhancing drug use. 2 minor league Nationals pitchers, along with 2 Marlins pitchers, and finally an Indians pitcher, were all suspended 50 games for their cheating actions. The Oakland Athletics have secured their catching position for the next little while, as Kurt Suzuki was signed to a 4-year extension Saturday. The deal guaranteed Suzuki over $16 million, and the deal also includes a vesting option for 2015, which, if implemented, could see Suzuki receiving upwards to $26 million. The Seattle Mariners' season has just been getting worse as it goes along. On Friday night, tempers boiled over in the Mariners' dugout as manager Don Wakamatsu benched Sean Figgins for his no-effort play at second base with a throw coming in from the outfield. You can see the throw on this MLB.com story that we will post here, and the video of the play is at the link that we will post. That's all for the news. Thanks for tuning in to our 9th episode of the season, and I personally appreciate you taking the time to hear our Major League Baseball news. I hope you all have a great week ahead of you, and stay tuned next week as we will have episode 10 geared up and ready to go. Our closing song is a new hit by Flo Rida, and it is called Club Can't Handle Me. And to tell you the truth, folks, Flo Rida in the club, nobody probably can handle him. All right, see you next week.
That was easy.
You dicks.
The Hawk Corner is a presentation of Sports Superstation. This show was written, directed, and produced by Ryan McKenna. Editing and technical director is Matthew McKenna. Marketing department and assistant technical director is Mitchell McKenna. Engineer, Patrick McKenna. Senior baseball analyst, Adam Connolly. See you next week.
Club arrogant like yeah, top like money, so the girls just male. One too many, y'all know me like 12. Look like cash and they all just there. Bottles, models, spending no chairs. Fall out, cause that's the business. All out is so ridiculous. Zone out, so much attention. Scream out, I'm in the building and they're watching, I know this. I'm rocking, I'm rolling, I'm holding. I know it, you know it.
You know I know how to make them stop and stare as I zone out.
She's tryna make me pose. Came to party till I can't no more.